morning, 8:47 at 100.7 WHUD.
All right, we're Mike and Casey, and former One Direction member Liam Payne is enjoying his new solo career. He was at Bethel Woods over the weekend and is anxious to get back to writing new songs.
I'm hoping to do a bit more writing because it's been a while since I've written a song. I'm actually going into writing tomorrow with a friend of mine I brought here tonight, Mike Sabbath, who wrote Familiar, so we're going to go and see if we can do something else.
Well, that's cool. Will this be an inspiration, this beautiful venue and everything?
I mean, it could be. I mean, yeah, definitely. It's a really, really nice venue. It was a long drive over there, I'll be honest with you. It was a bit of a jaunt. We all literally got out of the car and just ran for the toilet, and I was fast, so I got to the toilet first. So that was good for me.
It's always good to be fastest, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I had the door though. I was ready to go. I was like, I'm out of here. We got lost on the way in, but the people were very nice and they helped us get here. Like, I was like out the window, like, excuse me, how do we get in? I need to be on the stage.
Are you familiar with Woodstock and the fact that this is the original site and everything?
This is the original site of Woodstock?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I did not know that. That's great info.
Yeah, yeah. There's a plaque up on the hill there.
Wow, that's so cool.
This is where the original Woodstock
music history.
Yeah, you're part of it now.
Yes, I guess so. But I mean, Woodstock was like a massive, you know. That's crazy. Wow, that's beautiful.
I met you years ago when you guys first came to the States.
Back when we were nice.
Yeah, at the Palisade Center Mall in West Nyack, and the place was filled with all these screaming girls. And afterwards, I got on the elevator, and this elderly couple said, "What is going on?" I said, "Oh, that's a group called One Direction. You're going to hear about them pretty soon." And sure enough, I mean,
I mean, it's the craziest thing. I mean, I was actually recently at Louis' house, and we hadn't seen each other while. We were just saying, like, we didn't understand how big it was. You know, we didn't get how big it had got, and that was kind of the thing for us. Until you're out of it, you can't really see the full picture. You're kind of blinded by everything that's going on. But like, wow, like, what a time in our lives. It's amazing that we're still, you know, going on doing our thing, and then, you know, hopefully one day soon we'll get back together and have another time of it. Who knows?
Liam Payne talking about maybe reuniting with One Direction.
It's amazing how successful each individual in the group has been.
Yeah.
And they are each so talented and gifted and still getting along fairly well.
Yeah, you know, and when they showed up for the British competition, they were all single singers. And then, you know, they put them together and made them into One Direction. So who knows? Maybe we'll have them back soon doing a big hit like this one. This is What Makes You Beautiful, 100.7 WHUD. Good morning, everybody. You're insecure.